were talking about the inappropriate questions that you are asked during a job interview. Somebody said, Lisa, this was my first nursing job interview. I was 25 years old at the time. I interviewed at a community hospital. I was asked by the nursing director if I planned on having children soon. I was speechless as I had just gotten engaged recently. Needless to say, I did accept the job, got married, had three kids within 7 years, and worked there for almost 30 years. I don't think that question could be asked in these times. And no, I don't think it can be asked in these times. If you're just joining us, there is a video that went viral on Twitter, and it's not really a video. It's just a job application that a 30-year-old graphic designer was asked if she would, if she wanted to be considered for the job, post a video in length 2 to 5 minutes telling us how your life is going so far. How's life working out for you so far? Yeah, so there's so many questions to be asked about that. So we're going to our legal eagle, Karen Conti, to find out that question and so much more. Partner at Conti and Dolan, did you read this story? Did you see that tweet?
I did. It is bizarre. It's very unusual, but I don't know. There's nothing illegal about a stupid question and a stupid requirement like that.
So obviously, if you want the job, you have to film the video and submit it. But my question, Karen, is, you know, all those protections that were put into place, you know, your skin color, your age, whether you're pregnant, whether you're married, all those forms of discrimination used to keep you from getting a job are out the window when you post a video on the application. It's not even like you got through the first conversation. This, you don't even find out who gets to look at the video.
Well, that's true. And if in fact, this is a way to determine what your age is, what your gender is, what your nationality is, then it would be inappropriate. And I suppose the employer has some exposure there, because why else would you have someone post something with that ridiculous question? I mean, it doesn't even go to the job. It doesn't even go to whether or not you'd be a good candidate, right? It could also indicate that maybe they're trying to figure out your mental status, your mental health status. How's life going for you? So if you post, wow, I'm really not doing too well, well, then maybe that's a disability. Maybe they're going to discriminate against you. Again, it's a stretch to say it's illegal. It's mostly just stupid, in my opinion. But I'd love to talk to the employer about what the real purpose was here.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody just said, hey, Lisa, I'm a 56-year-old woman, and I've been asked all kinds of questions trying to, you know, get a job. Can't get any job or apply for any job without answering questions about my gender, my sexual preference. That would be sexual orientation. My pronouns. If I took the time to apply for the job, it means I think I'm qualified and I want the job. I don't care what you call me. And so what are the guidelines? What can they ask you and what can they not ask you in a job interview, Karen?
They can't ask you, how's your health? Do you suffer from any disabilities? Are you on medicine? Certainly, they cannot ask you your marital status, your sexual preferences. Do you have children? I've been asked that several times. Do you plan on having children? Are you pregnant now? They can't ask you, hey, you have an interesting accent. Where are you from? Sounds innocuous. That's illegal. Do you plan to take off on religious holidays? Illegal. Mm-hmm. How old are you? How often are you deployed for the Army Reserve? These are all questions that are completely inappropriate and can get you sued.
But there are so many times that they are really skilled at wording questions into conversation, weaving them into conversation that you feel compelled to answer that without being directly asked the question, which you know is a way to discriminate against you.
Well, absolutely. And I don't know about the women out there who are listening, but how many times have you seen an employer in an in-person interview look down at your ring finger to determine whether or not you're married, one way or the other, whether they want to see if you're available, whether they want to see if you're within, you know, children-bearing years? These things happen all the time. You know, Lisa, one time when I was a really young lawyer, right when I was getting out of law school, they were interviewing me, and they got out a camera, and they took like 3 or 4 pictures of me. And I said, excuse me, like, I'm just curious, why are you taking my pictures? Said, well, when we discuss the applicants, we don't always remember their names, but we usually remember their faces. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm wondering if everyone had their picture taken here, or if this is just, you know, some sordid thing that they're doing. I don't know.
Right, right.
It struck me as wrong.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. It's just weird. I mean, your resume and what you're saying and the notes they're taking should have enough merit. You shouldn't have to, you know, go, oh, look at this one. She's cute. Yeah, she fits.
Right.
She'll fit in here perfect. somebody said they think it's silly that people add their picture to their resume. Thanks, LinkedIn. Because again, that's a dead giveaway as well. So what do you do, Karen? Is there any legal standing, or what do you do if you're asked an inappropriate question during an interview?
I mean, the question is, do you really want the job? That's probably the better question, because if someone asks you something or treats you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable within the first 5 minutes of actually walking in the door, it's probably not a job you want, right?
Right.
But, you know, suing someone for a job you don't get is really a difficult thing, because how do you prove you would have otherwise gotten a job had you not been asked that inappropriate question? And frankly, your energy and your money and your time is better spent finding a good job rather than bringing that lawsuit. You know, getting all huffy about it and bringing lawsuits is not good, especially if you're in sort of a community that, you know, everyone knows each other, and if they know that you're bringing lawsuits, you could get blackballed. So I tell people, unless you have a really solid, you're working for a long period of time, you've got evidence of some sort of discrimination, those lawsuits really are going nowhere.
Look, I remember walking into the general manager's office at a radio station in Rockford, and he looked right at me because I was applying for the job of program director, and he looked right at me. He said, "I'm not having no GD woman run this radio station."
Oh.
And I said, "Oh, excuse me, one moment." And I went out. Back then it was a typewriter, and I typed two lines, and it said, "Thank you very much, but this GD woman isn't going to be working at your radio station any longer." Handed it to him and walked out the door. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me." But that's times have changed,
you know,
and that's why I want
our
those
lifetime.
Things
have really improved, but they're still not there. I mean, the same thing when I was at my first job, Lisa, you know what? I'm not going to give you these big assignments for the litigation because, you know, you're going to want to have kids eventually, and you don't want to be away on weekends and working long hours. The guy thought maybe he was doing me a favor, but he was taking away my right to work on the important cases in the office because he thought I was going to crank out a bunch of babies.
Oh, my gosh.
So, all right.
I guess those are none of the people we want to work for, but I just want to make sure that those protections are still in place, even with technology today, that people have a fair shot at getting a job.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And will you come back? Because another young male has been pulled out of the water in Chicago. And I know you've talked about this on Bob Surratt's show, and you and I have the same theory. So let's discuss that next week.
Let's do that.